Hey Companion, I'm Rachel.
And I am Brittany.
And we are your hosts. We are a podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week we talk about what we're watching, listening to, and we've watched over 100 K-dramas, so we'll tell you what we think you should watch next, and we'll chat about all the things in between. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at KCompanionPod for even more updates and content on what we are keeping up with. And welcome to our season 2 finale today.
Well, so today, given that it is our last episode for the season, we thought what better way to wrap up this whole year than by giving a rundown of all of the K-dramas that we've watched this year, meaning all of the K-dramas that were released this year that we watched. We obviously like to
go back and watch
others that have long since been available. So while we didn't watch everything that dropped this year, I like to think we did a pretty good job of catching like many of the drops.
Mm-hmm.
Together, I thought it was interesting, we watched 12 K-dramas together.
So which K-dramas did we watch together?
So we watched Black Knight, King the Land, Bloodhounds, Crash Course in Romance, Island, DP Season 2, Joseon, Attorney and Morality,
A Time Called You, Destined with You, Strong Woman Namsoon, A Daily Dose of Sunshine, and Duna. And we both attempted to watch See You in My 19th Life and did not continue.
Right.
So we also watched some other Korean TV and movies that we wanted to mention. We watched the quote unquote reality show 19 to 20.
So good.
It was so good. We watched the movie Unlocked and Dream.
And Ballerina.
And we watched some concert films. Which ones did we watch?
We watched August D or Suga's D-Day concert, Tomorrow by Together's concert as they go to Lollapalooza, BTS is yet to come, and J-Hope in the Box.
Lots of content.
So much content.
Those were all released this year. In addition, we watched some other things separately that we did not watch together but were released this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what did you watch?
The list is long.
Go through the list of what you watched.
All right. So I have watched Alchemy of Souls Season 2 drop this year, as well as Part 2 of The Glory, Good Bad Mother, Lies Hidden in My Garden, Tale of the Nine-Tailed 1938, Mask Girl, The Uncanny Counterpunch Season 2, My Lovely Liar, My Lovely Boxer, and Song of Bandits.
Okay. So her list is long, and this only includes the ones that were dropped this year. This doesn't include all of the other ones that you've watched that were previously released. Okay. So my list is extensive.
Yes. Okay?
I watched Celebrity,
mm-hmm.
Oh Young Shim, and Duty After School.
Look at you.
And that is it.
It's all
but
good.
But to be fair, I was catching up on a lot of K-dramas this year that were released in previous years. So I watched like Hotel Del Luna, which took a long time. But was very good. And I also watched Extraordinary You and some other ones that you had already seen.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, and you have watched...
I watched Sky Castle, May I Help You,
other ones that I either have or have not seen. And that's fine. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's equal, but it's not even close.
Yeah.
So, but we did watch a total of 12 K-dramas together this year that were released this year. And a pretty good array, I feel. I mean, I think for me, probably my... Oh God, it's hard to pick a favorite, but I would say my top two K-dramas that were released this year would be A Daily Dose of Sunshine and Crash Course in Romance.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
I so badly want to say Black Knight.
Oh,
so that would be my honorary mention,
because
it was good, and I'm a big fan of Kim Woo-bin.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, really liked A Daily Dose of Sunshine.
I did too. I was going to say, in terms of kind of where the top ones for this year fell on my list, they were up there. It was Duna and A Daily Dose of Sunshine. And I definitely, I enjoyed like Bloodhounds and Black Knight too as well. But I just, I think those two were the strongest. And I don't know if that's because I recently watched them or.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really liked how they were done.
Yeah. We recently, very recently finished A Daily Dose of Sunshine,
mm-hmm.
and I very, very recently, as of yesterday, finished Duna. But I just felt like those, looking at this list, they stand out to me more as ones that I really enjoyed. a crash course in romance. There are so many.
So good.
We still quote Chiyol sucks.
Yep.
Because it just, when something sucks, it just Chiyol sucks. That's it. And so there are things from that one I remember really vividly.
Mm-hmm.
It came out a long time ago. It was a while.
I know. Well, it's like Alchemy of Souls season 2. I crushed and loved all of Alchemy of Souls.
Yeah.
I think season 1 was the stronger of the two. There were so many good dramas this year, just kind of looking back. And no, I don't feel like I wasted my time. I felt like it was nice.
Well, you definitely spent a lot of time.
I did.
Which is fine. It's great, but that is, yeah. So you watched a total of 23
new dramas
this year. That is literally, that's like two a month. No, that's wrong.
No.
That's
no.
Like,
well,
almost two a month. Okay. I was thinking my mouth was, how many
months? You got so nervous.
I'm just quick to say it's wrong. So that's almost two a month, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Thank you for admitting you have a problem.
Yes.
Is the first step. But in addition to K-dramas, which anything else we want to say on K-dramas, I really just feel like these were great and I'm excited for new ones coming
out.
I will say, so we kind of think of these a little different, like, Welcome to Samdalri released this year.
Yes.
But by the time all of the episodes are out, it will be 2024.
Yeah.
So,
and like, My Demon as well, which I've started obviously released this year to start. And I know that in terms of your list, do it for when they're like, when the entire thing is available.
It just gets a little like messed up.
Google will say like the first date, the first premiere episode airs.
Which is silly because you can't watch the whole thing if there's just one episode out. You know
what
I mean?
But that's how they deal. Like, so that's how I get my, like, ranking in.
So technically, you know, My Demon for you would be another one for this year. And then
Welcome to Samdalri would be one for both.
So
I know.
It's fine, whatever. But, like, I don't feel comfortable being like, Welcome to Samdalri was, like, the best one.
Right,
because we haven't seen it all.
No,
so, anyways, it is very good. That's going well. So that is kind of our K-drama 2023 roundup, which crushed it, man.
Yeah, we did it.
I mean, you really crushed it. You crushed it until it was gone. I crushed it a little bit.
Because the thing is, I think some of the issue is that I would watch them simultaneously because they would drop so
frequently. Yeah, well, there was like 4 months there where you're like, well, I'm watching this and this and this and this and this. And I'm like, no. Okay.
Yeah.
I watch three at a time is pretty much my max.
Yeah.
But that's like one or two has weekly drops.
And one's fully out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and that makes sense. And that is more palatable to do.
You're a crazy person. Anyways. However, I did listen to a lot of music this year.
Yes.
And we both did. So we've had a lot of comebacks this year, which is exciting, and some solo albums to mention as well. Just to go through the list of groups that we've heard from this year, it includes Stray Kids, 17, Epic High, The Rose, Shiny, and Hyphen, New Jeans, ATEEZ, TXT, NCT 127, and Twice. Now for solo albums, who do we have?
So Eric Nam released his. You have Jimin, Jungkook, Augusty, V, DPR Ian, Taemin, Ki, Kim Sejong, Jin Young, and Taeyang.
Yeah, and Kim Sejong.
Yeah.
Coming out.
That whole album is so good.
I don't know. I wasn't surprised that she released an album. I'm surprised that everybody took to it so quickly.
Right.
And they were like, hold up, this is a girl from... I saw so many posts that were like, this is a girl from Uncanny Counter? And I'm like, bro, she was in Uncanny Counter.
Business Proposal. She's been in, like, other stuff.
Yeah, she's been in so many things, and yet... Sure.
And I laughed too because the timing of it was really key because Uncanny Counter season 2 had just like started or just come out fully.
Yeah.
And then she released this full album, had her comeback, did stages, and people are like, wait, that's the same person.
So pretty great. Loved, you know, I would say probably my top. Oh, it's so
pick,
hard.
Pick three.
Pick like, three. Yeah. Okay. Top three. Still hard. Okay.
Yes. So, still not an easy thing.
Well, okay. We saw Epic High and Eric Nam again this year, yep. which is great, and got to meet them, and that was great.
Yeah.
So those are
pretty high up.
First of all,
for us.
Eric's House on a Hill album is crazy. Like it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It is sad and like existential crisis theme, and you know, it just, I really liked what he did with it. So Eric takes one. Epic High with Strawberry. Catch was my Spotify Wrapped Catch was my most listened to song. I listened to it like, what was it, 218
yes,
times
it was
or something?
Kind of ridiculous. Yeah,
stupid a little bit. So that's fine. And then, you know, it's so hard. Honestly, Stray Kids.
Mm-hmm.
They were also in my Spotify Wrapped. I probably listened to them the most out of these groups.
They were in my. That was my top song for this year. So said Spotify was S Class.
Yeah.
And that album, that five star album,
yeah,
is
so good.
Beyond anything else. So I remember when that released, and it makes sense that Spotify was like, hey, you really liked this album.
Yeah, right. I would also say Just Now and Hyphen's Orange Blood is like really coming in. Sweet Venom gets stuck in my head a lot. I would say those are my top three picks. What about you?
I'm pleasantly surprised. DPR Ian's album, Dear Insanity.
Yeah, you really
like
that.
Really hit it strong. I really enjoyed that. I was, not that I wasn't anticipating enjoying it, it was just a surprise. And I really liked that whole album. And then the other ones that are so hard, I really liked Jimin's solo.
His sound is good,
album.
Yeah.
That was great. I would say my last pick, I love you, JK, but there was something about Taemin and Key, both of them with their albums.
Yeah.
That were just so, so very good.
Dude,
it is so hard.
We've like
listened to a lot.
That, like, I at least have one or two songs from all of these listed on my playlist. Mm. So, you know, it's hard to choose. But there were a lot of great albums.
So much music this year.
So much. And let's get ready for hopefully next year tours.
Yeah.
Like, let's go, Stray Kids.
Yeah, come on.
Anyway. That's all right. We will keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think AT's recently announced that they didn't announce dates or anything, but just be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, well, I'm always on the lookout. So, yeah. So, I would say that is our wrap-up of music for the year. And what is your plan for the rest of the year with what you're watching?
Well, I am hoping to keep on top of My Demon as well as Welcome to Samdori, because those will be going into the new year with the amount of episodes that they have. I'd like to get one other one in there as well, but we'll see.
Well, here's my proposal. What? Because as some of you may know, I have been gifted a scratch-off poster of 100 K-dramas, and so, like, I need to scratch off the art in order to see it, and
right.
So I have quite a few K-dramas on there that I have not watched yet, and so it might be time for us to do, like,
to
a
do
major
a throwback.
I'm thinking Coffee Prince, what's that
Full
one?
Full House. With Rain.
Oh my god, I started it and couldn't handle it, so...
Well, not that Scandal one.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So, there are a lot
out of 100, we're slowly dwindling. But I need to do some progress on there, so... And
yeah.
I have...
Well, wasn't it this time last year we were stuck in Poet Warrior?
Oh, my God.
Or we were like, we're gonna finish it. We promise.
It was so bad. Every... What were you watching last night? I was like, well, not that.
It's on the list, but
we're
we're
still watching it.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. So
yeah, it does. That's we right. should delve into one of those older ones.
Yeah, there are a lot to choose from.
Because
we're watching Welcome to Samdori. I need to start My Demon. I know I'm behind.
I'm also, like, I'm behind as well as of right now.
And then, stay behind and I'll catch up. God.
Well, then, all right, get two episodes in and then
let me catch up.
On episode three.
I've watched 113 K-dramas in total.
I'm at 126.
Rude.
Currently.
Rude.
So.
How about, go outside, bro.
Yeah, well, yep.
Sweet Lord.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you stick to some holiday movies for a week or two, and then yeah. I will try and catch up. There will be no catching up. It's fine. We both just do our own thing, and that's great. So, congratulations on end of season two.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did. And it's been fun.
It's been great.
Yeah. It's been a good time, and I don't know, it was kind of crazy before we were recording this. I was kind of looking back through our Instagram and through kind of all of our different things that we've did. We did a lot this
year. We did a lot.
Which,
yeah,
it feels good.
It does feel good. I'm excited for season three.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll launch season three in January, so you can look forward to that. Again, thank you all for listening.
Yeah.
It's been great. I think that's all we have.
Yeah.
We're signing off.
I think that's it for this year.
Yeah. Have a wonderful new year, and I hope you are happy and healthy. Be sure to keep up with us on Instagram and TikTok at KCompanionPod to find out when we are coming back for season three in January 2024. So, we look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day, night, and week, and happy new year. We will catch you next year.